We're not talking about punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It is Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sarah America. Happy Thursday, everybody. I'm excited. I'm getting ready to go to the OCA conference here this afternoon later. And got the big deal. I'm going to do the show live from there tomorrow. So there's no telling who I'm going to grab out of the hallways out of there to come on the show tomorrow. But anyway, all excited about that. Let's check out some temperatures. Mangum, you're the hottest spot in the state right now. 88 degrees. 82 at Arnett. 81 at Woodward. 85 at Cherokee. Beaver, you're 82. Out here in the panhandle of Texas, we got 83 at Lipscomb. 84 at Miami. 84 at Dozier. And 89 at Odell. Wellington, you're 84 degrees. All right, cool beans. Let's see. Nothing crazy going on. Oh, I want you guys to get your questions ready so we can get rid of some dissolve. Let's not get rid of. We're going to dissolve some myths next, Wednesday. The Oklahoma Highway Patrol is going to be on my show, and we are going to be talking about farm equipment, right-of-ways on the highways, and all that good stuff. So get your questions ready that you want to answer. Do you, I've heard some people say, well, if you go under an underpass with a swather and you run somebody and somebody doesn't get over, it's your fault. So anyway, we're gonna try to resolve some of the guessing. We're gonna get it. So next Wednesday in the second half of the show, Oklahoma Highway Patrol will be on the show. So anyway, be exciting times. Nelda Tucker's going to be coming on here in just a little bit, here about 12:30 on the show today to talk about the events and festivities going on at Sarah this weekend. What else? That's about it. So let's just see what happened overnight in our big old world of agriculture. Soybean futures were lower in overnight trading amid more favorable weather conditions in the U.S., on rising global supplies. A heat wave that baked parts of the U.S. corn belt has moved on, and cooler weather that will cause less stress to plants is expected in the next few days. Precipitation is expected in much of the central and western corn belt in the next 3 days, according to the maps from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. As much as 1.5 inches is expected in parts of east central Nebraska and counties in western Iowa. Global soybean inventories in the 24-25 marketing year that starts on September 1st are already forecasted by the USDA to go up to 127.8 million metric tons. If that was so, it'd be, compared to last year, that's a 111.3 million tons at the end of the current marketing year, not last year, but this marketing year. USDA said it's in its monthly world agriculture supply and demand estimates last week. Still underpinning soybean and grain prices is extremely hot weather in the Black Sea region and growing areas of Canada. Temperatures will reach triple digits this week in the Black Sea growing areas and in southeastern Europe, according to the Commodity Weather Group. Heat in parts of Canada is expected to stress wheat and canola growing in Canadian provinces. Soybean futures for November delivery fell 6.25 to $10.34.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal dropped 250 to $309.60 a short ton, and soy oil was up 0.24 cents to 44.23 cents a pound. Corn futures for December delivery lost 2 pennies to 408 and 3/4 a bushel. Wheat futures for September delivery rose 0.5 penny to 539 and 3/4 a bushel, while Kansas City futures fell 0.25 penny to $5.60 3/4 a bushel. Ethanol output rose to the highest level in more than 6 months, while inventories plunged. Production went up to 1.106 million barrels a day on average, and on the week that ended on July 12th, that's up from 1.05 million barrels per day the previous week, and the highest level since December. The Midwest, the farthest, is by far the biggest producing region of ethanol. Output came in at an average of 1.046 million barrels a day. Basically, they do about 99% of all the ethanol in the United States. Gulf Coast production was at 28,000 barrels a day, up from 21,000 barrels. East Coast was, again, steady at 12,000, and the Rocky Mountains and the West Coast were both unchanged at 10,000 barrels a day each. Ethanol inventories in the 7 days it ended on July 12th totaled 23.16 million barrels. That's down from 23.60 million barrels a week earlier, and this is the lowest level in almost a month and a half. Flood warnings. You guys see either on TV or social media those lakes down there in south southern Missouri and northern Arkansas, Beaver boat docks, boats, everything just going down. It's just unreal. There's some of the most beautiful lakes in the world are right in there, but when it floods, it floods. Flood warnings remain in effect in several counties along the Illinois-Missouri border, along waterways in central Illinois. According to the National Weather Service, the Mississippi River near Grafton, Illinois, just north of St. Louis, was at 23 feet late last night and then expected to reach 23.1 feet this afternoon. Flood stage is 20 feet. So, you know, that thing's already a mile wide. Well, it's even wider now. Near Hannibal, Missouri, been there a bunch, the river was at 21.5 feet and flood stage is 17 feet there. Thunderstorms are possible in parts of central Nebraska and north central Kansas. More storms are expected Friday. But I seen on my forecast, I don't know what you guys seen, it looks like we got a shot of rain, small and big, every day for the next 10 days. So bring it on. Anyway, all right, a couple things before we go to our first break. Today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. So we got that going on today. So I got a question for you. I actually have a set of tickets to go see Diamond Rio at the Sugar Creek Casino this Saturday, if anybody's interested in them. So here's the deal. I'm going to take the fourth person to text in with the answer. And there's not a right or wrong answer. So I'm doing a poll is what I'm doing. Would you guys, yes or no, be interested in hearing the Cotton King come on, I don't know, once a month, maybe twice, depending on how he's acting, and do a commentary on the show, like a one-segment commentary, talk about what he's feeling out there in the Washita County cotton fields, what he's thinking about the governor or the government, and, you know, just Jimmy Rhodes stuff. Would you guys be interested in hearing that? So anyway, 225-9697. If you want to go see, you got to get your name with your answer. I need your name. Anyway, would you guys be interested in that? But I do. I have a set of tickets here to go see the Diamond Rio with, who was with him? Somebody was with him. The McKitties concert. Yeah, Diamond Rio this Saturday, July 20th. Anyway, so see how these answers come in on the text line on that one. But anyway, we've been talking about it, and it worries me with his language, but everybody said they was worried with me with my language. So we'll see how it goes. I know he's a really popular guy around Washita County, but I got other listeners in other counties, all the way from southern Kansas, out in the Panhandle, Texas, to north Texas. You know, maybe they wouldn't warm up to Jimmy. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll figure that out. So, anyway, the Oklahoma Farm Bureau is a grassroots organization that gives a voice to Oklahoma farmers, ranchers, and rural communities. Directed and guided by Oklahoma farmers and ranchers, Oklahoma Farm Bureau advocates for our state agriculturists and rural communities around our state. At our state capital in Oklahoma City, in the halls of Congress in Washington, D.C., pretty easy to join the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. You can easily join by the Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going to their office in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50 and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580-497-2579 or just go to okfarmbureau.org. Let's go ahead and take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We do get travelers going through that have AC that doesn't work. You're running down the interstate and it's 105 degrees outside and it can be that hot, if not hotter, inside. Lots of times during the winter, you can come up with a leak in your system. So it is very important to make sure that that stuff is correctly maintained. Getting it checked out, do your general maintenance is better than wait until it's broke to fix it.
Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need.
If I tell you that I'm going to fix something, you called and something wasn't right, or you call and you say, hey, I need you to make this payment for me next week. I'm going to be out of town, but will you make a note? Will you please, you know, do this for me? That's on me to do that. And if that doesn't happen, I can't say, well, I don't know who took that phone call. I don't know who agreed to do that. If I tell you I'm going to do something, it's going to get done. I'm Laura Carlucci, and I help make a difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bags, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes here for SEI Agritech in Elk City. You know, SEI is ready to help you with your summer cover crops. They offer a multi-species blend that's great for grazing and hay. Plus, it'll help address your soil health concerns. So give the good folks a call at SEI Agritech today at 580-225-0317. That's 580-225-0317. Or stop by and see them on South Randall in Elk City today.
This is the Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 15th. 1,574 head were sold. 10 head of steers at 387 brought 385. 5 at 630 brought 266. 4 at 700 brought 241. 8 at 817 brought 257.50. 3 at 903 brought 239. 5 at 986 brought 227. 7 head of heifers at 491 brought 277. 8 at 522 brought 265. 11 at 640 brought 250.50. 7 at 648 brought 221, 25 at 877 brought 224, 32 at 879 brought 230, 3 at 988 brought 192, butcher cows were 35 to 165, butcher bulls brought 125 to 193, bred cows were 1600 to 2300, pairs brought 2100 to 2300, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey, 580-497-6095.
1-800-795-5225.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Odell, Texas, down there south of the Red River Bridge. 89 degrees, feels like 91. Humidity is 44%, dew point 65. The winds are out of the northeast at 5. Peak wind gust today, 21 miles an hour. Month-to-date precipitation, 1.28 inches of rain so far. It was pretty good. 8-inch soil temperature, 90 degrees. Well, the text line's got some interesting responses. Says, this one gentleman said, only if Britton Parsons, the cotton killer, is on with him at the same time. And another person said, this sounds pretty interesting. So anyway, I'm taking a poll. You guys need to respond. You guys interested in listening or hearing from the Cotton King down in Ouachita County once a month on the show? Add a little spice to the show, I guess, if you want to call it. Really not adding any spice, but a little two Jimmies on the show, usually not the best, especially the way we think. But anyway, thinking about it, had some people, mechanics from John Deere, was wanting to hear him, and I don't know. We'll see what happens, but anyway. Text in your response, 580-225-9697. All right, here is the Lipscomb Dealership's Ag Market Update. September, corn, 391, down 6.5. December, 405, down 6. Soybeans for August, 1098, up 1. September, 1041, up 3. Soybean meal, August, 337.50. Let's see here, down 1.75. Sorry about that. Down 160. How about that? September, 318.30, down 110. Soybean oil, August, 46.44, up 23. September, 45.72, up 30. Hard red winter wheat, not too bad. September, 562, up 1. And December, 578, down 3/4. All right, cotton. October, 71.22, up 10. Oil out of West Texas, up 40 cents at 83.25 for August. And natural gas is up August, 212, up over 8. The Dow and the S&P and the NASDAQ is all waiting for Trump to get nominated and Biden to get out of the race. They're all in the red. And so I had to throw that in there. Anyway, live cattle, August 182.40, down 187. October 183.17, down 240. Feeder cattle, August 256.17, down 237. September 256.97, down 257. Lean hogs for August, 91.50. Down 15, October 73.92, up 25. So there we have it. Okay, let me get on my little, I didn't save it, but I know where to go to get it. Hobart had another really good sale yesterday at the Hobart Stockyards. And let me get that up here real quick. There we go. I don't know if I can read it. Anyway, here we go. Steers, 3-4 weights, bringing up to 407.50. 4-5 weights, 385. This is a high end. 275 for 5-6 weights. 275 for 6-7 weights. 7-8 weights, we're bringing 257.50. And 8 weights, the 9 was bringing 240. All right, let me find the heifers here. Sorry, this is very small print for this cat. Heifers, 5-6 weights, we're bringing up to 235. 6-7 weights up to 230. 7-8 weights up to 210. 8-9 weights up to $2. And then we got cows. Anyway, cows were bringing up to 127 yesterday. Butcher cows was. Butcher bulls up to 188. And then we got, where's the, let me find the pairs if they had any. I don't see any pears. So anyway, they had a good sale going on down there at the Hobart Stockyards the other day. So anyway, I wanted to give a big shout out. I meant to yesterday. I didn't remember. I wanted to give a big shout out to all our linesmen, electric linesmen out there. After all those downbursts, they were all over the western Oklahoma. They could have been up there north. They had some out by Delhi, had some down by Mountain View, and I know they had some poles down north of Carter. But anyway, thank you to all the guys from the electric co-ops and including PSO. I know you guys were working on the line north of Carter. I don't want to leave you out. Anyway, from all the co-op, farmers co-ops, they're electric co-ops, not farmers co-ops, electric co-ops, did a wonderful job, and their contractors getting back on, because I really, have you heard, do we have any more, we got any more electricity out there right now? Do you know? I don't think so. But anyway, did a jam up job. I guess those guys down there in Houston from the hurricane, I guess they're getting guns pulled on them, rocks thrown at them for not getting the electricity back on, because I'm sure it's hot down there. But dude, you can only do so much. It's not their fault. Anyway, so that's bad. It's bad. I read that this morning where they're throwing rocks and stuff at the electrical repair crews. And, man, what a world we live in anymore. So, anyway, one more thing. I'll take that up here. Bear with me a second. The new Penny News is out. You guys need to go get a copy of it, because we did something different in the Today in Ag page. If I can find it, there it is. My office looks like my pickup. Anyway, if you'll open up to, we did a little something a little different this week. If you'll open up to page 5 in the Penny News in the Today, the First National Bank and Trust of Elk City's Today in Ag page. Anyway, Haley Robinson, she works here as a graphic artist for us in the Penny News. Anyway, she, as you guys know, she used to be a former OSU Extension educator down in Harmon County. But anyway, she wrote an article and put it in here for the importance of youth in agriculture. It's a really good article. You guys need to get in there, read it. She did a great job on doing that. And then also, Atwood's ad deal is out, and the only thing that caught my attention as far as a farmer and rancher's concern was the Blue Sky diesel exhaust fluid, 2.5 gallons for $7.49. That caught my attention. And then they got their barbed wire on sale, $10 off. So there's some good stuff in the Atwood's deal there. Anyway, well, we're going to go ahead and take an early break, an early Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Mrs. Tucker is already in the studio, and I hate to have her waiting on me. But anyway, we're going to talk about the Plum Fest Jam and all that good stuff, the activities in Sarah coming up right after this. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's the biggest night of music in Western Oklahoma. The 4th Annual KECO and Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam Music Fest in Sayre. Brought to you by Hutch's C Stores. Saturday, July 20th at the Sayre City Park. The headline act is The Great Divide.
Barmaid, play me some Buffett. I'm in a mood to get away.
With special guest Tyler Wilhelm.
I guess your heart is a place I'll never lay.
Also featuring Caroline Grace.
I ain't no rodeo queen, I'm a cowboy's dream.
Advance tickets available at Hutch's C Stores for only $30. Available at the gate for $40. Kids 12 and under get in free. The Great Divide, Tyler Wilhelm and Caroline Grace. The 4th Annual KECO Wheeler General Store Wild Plum Jam Music Fest in Sayre, brought to you by Hutch's C Stores. Saturday, July 20th at the Sayre City Park. Music starts at 7 p.m.
Hey everyone, this is JJ Quibido at No Limit Land Management and Excavation. At No Limit Land Management and Excavation, we are proudly veteran owned. We deliver top tier forestry mulching, land clearing, and excavation services across Oklahoma. We leverage advanced technology, including our Fecon Fusion machine, to ensure projects are completed with efficiency and faster than our competition. Our comprehensive offerings include terrace building, pond grading, junk removal, and gravel installation, all performed with the highest level of professionalism and precision. We are committed to excellence and reliability, transparency, transforming each property into a testament to the American dream. We are locked and loaded and ready to get your land cleared, regardless if it is cedars, elms, cottonwood, mesquite, or any other invasive trees. We can help you clear up your pastures for grazing or get your land ready to build. Give No Limit Land Management and Excavation a call at 580-303-8479. We do not give bids over the phone. That number again is 580-303-8479.
With this many vehicles out here, you can find everything you need on Four Wheels with Barbara Dyson Ford. The largest selection in Western Oklahoma and great deals too. Like customer cash on almost every vehicle line, plus interest as low as 0% on certain models. We're serious about paying up for your trade-in. No reasonable offer refused. You've made Barbara Dyson Ford this area's busiest dealer for 30 years, and we're ready for at least 30 more. Next to the airport in Oak City, online at barbaradysonford.net.
Harvest Equipment tires need to hold up to long hours, different soil conditions, and lots of road time. Firestone Harvest tires are built to keep up. They offer better traction, less soil compaction, better fuel use, and they're puncture resistant. Blair Tire and Feed keeps a bunch of Firestone Harvest tires in stock. Their inventory is huge. And when you need infield service, they guarantee to get there. If you're stuck in the middle of nowhere, they'll find you and get you moving again. Blair Tire and Feed. At Highway 283 and 19 in Blair, Oklahoma.
Hey, cotton farmers, are you walking in high cotton?
High cotton.
It's easier than you think. Have your cotton ginned fast and efficiently at Western Planters Cotton Gin in Hobart, Oklahoma. Bet you didn't know they have the largest gin in the state and the connections to get top dollar on your investment. They're located at the corner of Highway 9 and Highway 183, just north of Hobart. Be sure and check them out online. WesternPlantersCottonGin.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Jimmy Rhodes is listening now. Somebody must have called him. Anyway, let's check out the weather, the Northwestern Oklahoma Ag Weather Update for Sealing, Oklahoma. 83 degrees, 64 is the dew point. Humidity is 52%. The winds are out of the east at 1.79 inches of rain in the past 10 days. 3-day average 4-inch bare soil temperature 88. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water 0.5. Sunset at 8:52. Mostly sunny and 87 today. Tonight 64. Tomorrow partly sunny and 89. One in the studio with me right now, and so far we have winners, but some of these comments I cannot repeat on air. This is what scares me about Jimmy Rhodes. But anyway, so. In the studio with me now is Mrs. Nelda Tucker. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. There's going to be a lot going on in Sarah this weekend.
We have a full docket online starting Friday night. I want everybody to come out about 5:30. We're going to have Western Equipment Antique Tractor Cruise in. And last time I talked to, we were talking, we have about 25 different tractors that are coming. And they're going to cruise Main Street and then park around the museum so everyone can look at them and see them. First Response Cafe is going to have cowboy barbecue. We're going to have bingo. We're going to have old-fashioned games. We're going to have jump rope, kick the can. Potato race.
Is your son going to be in the jump rope deal?
I haven't talked to him that far yet. I don't know. I think he'll enter that. We're going to have a campfire. Sit around a campfire. Bring your chairs, and we'll be on the lawn of the museum. We're going to cook s'mores. We're going to have live music. Joe Merrick, Jesse Osborne, and Chuck Milner is going to be with us. Do some cowboy poetry and some singing. The library joined us, and they're going to have a lot of activities on the library lawn. They're going to have telescopes for the kids to do stargazing, and they have some games and activities planned. So we're going to have a full night Friday night, and that will be right around the museum, the Broadway Center, We'll be on Broadway Street. We'll be right in
and
that
the
area.
Weather looks like really good for stargazing.
I think it's going to be great. And we're going to have a full moon.
Yeah.
So we saw that. So we'll be able to work with that. Well, so that's, and those activities go from 5:30 to 9 o'clock on Friday night.
Okay.
And then Saturday, starting at 10, we have our parade, of course. This year, we're doing it a little bit different. We're having ATVs, golf carts, bicycles, that kind of thing. Our big equipment is not going to be in the parade. They're going to be parked in the Great Plains bank, behind the bank, because there's such a liability with that big equipment. With kids, we're scared to death. They can't see out of it well enough, and so we're just going to park it and let people look at it, which I think will be great. But we have several entries. Sherry, I think, said she had over 30 entries maybe in the parade. And then from 11 o'clock to 3 o'clock, all of our daytime activities are going to be downtown.
Okay.
We will be in the Broadway Center. We'll be on Main Street. We'll be at the Trinity Activity Center. We're going to have My Learning Play Zone is going to be in the Activity Center. And I really encourage people. I'm really excited. We have a display from the Soil Conservation Historical Society, and it's pictures of farms and farming practices and equipment from the 1930s and 1940s that they have gathered through the Historical Society from several conservation districts. So I'm really excited about
that. Well, that goes in pretty handy with our Dust Bowl festivities.
Really does, because the Conservation Service was formed because of the Dust Bowl.
Dust Bowl, yes.
And helping farmers get their land back and learning new methods of farming and that kind of thing. So it's really, I think I'm really excited about that being there.
Yeah, this is going to be a pretty cool display.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. And my emphasis this year is on food, Dust Bowl food, and what people ate and what they had to prepare, because these people were starving. There was nothing there, you know, nothing for them to eat. And some of the most interesting things I have found out is a recipe for tumbleweed soup.
I'm listening.
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
Yeah. It is, you boil young tumbleweeds in a kind of a salty solution, and then you add ham and bacon grease, of course, to season it and make a soup.
Really?
Tumbleweeds, yes.
I'll be done.
Tumbleweeds kept a lot of cattle and people alive.
Live. Oh, I can imagine. There wasn't nothing to eat but tumbleweeds and probably grasshoppers.
Yeah, and you know, I was really surprised. I was thinking this morning, I have not found any kind of recipes for grasshoppers. We know they're a high source of protein now.
Oh, I've ate them.
But I'm surprised I haven't found any. But I found a lot of recipes for rabbit.
Okay.
That was one of the scourges that came through. You know, they ate everything, and so they had rabbit drives. Found a lot of recipes for rabbit. Found one for raccoon.
Yeah, no. Well, no, my mom fixed some raccoon.
Yeah. And this was a stuffed raccoon, baked raccoon.
So let's talk just a few seconds if you got time. Let's talk about some of those recipes. What was the most craziest one you've seen?
Probably the tumbleweed.
Tumbleweed.
And then another one was a potato peel soup.
Okay.
They saved the peelings off the potatoes and then boiled those down and mashed them and made a soup out of that. And the most common thing that I've really found is soup. You know, of course, Dust Bowl, Depression, that fed a lot of people. They could make it go a long way. And so a lot of the recipes are for different soups. Cornmeal mush was another one that was really prevalent. And I don't know, maybe in the Texas Panhandle, Western Oklahoma, they really had a lot of corn.
It was different back then because a lot of people grew their own corn to eat.
True.
And versus now, the deal, but there's
that's very true. Yeah.
Were they because you know my mom was born in 1914, my dad in 1908. Anyway, I heard mom talking about some of the stuff because I had some sisters, two brothers, two sisters born during the Dust Bowl days, and they were talking about, you know, mom was talking about, you know, all the kids. her and dad cover up the my brothers and sisters with a sheet.
Yes.
And come back in there and pick the sheet up and carry it out and knock the dust off of it. Yeah. But anyway, but she never talked about which my mom can make food from anything.
Yeah.
So that I'm sure
a lot of them did. And that's where those good cooks come from. Because like you said, they could make a meal out of nothing.
Yeah.
And they had to feed their families.
And you look in there and, well, there ain't nothing to eat here, Mother. Yeah. She's like, hang on a second.
Yes. Yeah. Bam. You know, Mother Hubbard in her cupboard, you know.
Anyway, but Mom, I tried raccoon one time.
Yeah.
But I was born too late in the family and was spoiled.
Yeah.
Now that's out, Mom.
Yeah, exactly.
And we tried, you know, Mom could cook carp.
Yeah.
And a pressure cooker.
Uh-huh.
And it was actually pretty decent.
Yeah.
You know. So.
And like I say, it's better than starving to death. You know, they eat a lot of things like that just starve. And then besides that, of course, downtown, we're going to have the farm equipment display. We're going to have sidewalk art with chalk down in front of the art gallery. We're going to have a dunk tank. We're going to have rocking bee inflatables. And also, then we're going to have live music Saturday. Chuck Milner's coming back with us. Random Folsom is coming. We're going to have a vendor's fair that will be in the Broadway Center. We're going to have all kinds of food trucks. We're going to have stagecoach rides that start at the museum. Then they can do stagecoach rides. So we're really excited about them. That will last from 11 to 3. And again, like you said, the weather I think is going to be ideal. Everybody come out and join us, and it's going to be really neat. And then, of course, Saturday night, you guys
87 for a high.
Yeah,
that's wonderful. Better than 105.
Oh yeah, yeah. And of course, Saturday night, you guys have done a wonderful job advertising it. We're going to have Wild Plum Jam Festival.
The Jam Plum.
Yeah, the Jam Plum with the Great Divide.
Hey, speaking of something, I want you to hang on.
Yeah.
I want you to identify this real quick. Hang on.
He's going to pull a surprise on me here.
Can you identify these?
Oh, yeah. Sand Plums Deluxe.
I had a listener bring me a whole box of them yesterday, and they are so good.
And they are heavy. Up on our land north of Sweetwater, they are. You can just gather them by the handfuls.
Oh, my
gosh.
They're
so thick, yeah. Then they're really good this year.
So was there anything back there in the day? During the Dust Bowl days, or was there any Sam Plums growing back then?
I think there probably was. I can remember my grandmother talking about that she had sugar, and if she could make jelly and jams out of anything as long as she had her sugar. And yeah, I think there were probably plums, but keep in mind it was dry, so you know they were a little bitty. They weren't nice juicy ones like those.
Check this out. The girls were in there trying them out a while ago, and I kept telling them careful.
Right. And then speaking of the plums, we're going to have actual plum jelly and hot biscuits
again
in our concession. Yeah.
Oh yeah. They're good. If you guys have never been to the Dust Bowl festivities or the Plum Fest, but anyway, the Plum Fest, these biscuits and this jelly that they got at that deal, they are so good.
They are good. They are really good.
They're really good.
Have hot biscuits with butter and jelly on them.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't get any better. So what do you think about, you know, all the, let's get back to cooking.
Yeah.
So anyway, so back in the day, back in the Dust Bowl days, or just the early pioneer days, however you want to call it.
Right.
Anyway, you know, you just said it. This lady said, you know, if she had sugar, she could make anything. Mm-hmm. What's the difference between the food now and back then?
I really don't know.
Sugar nowadays, everybody.
Well, if they hadn't had sugar, they wouldn't have stayed alive if they hadn't had sugar.
Right.
You know? And when you think about cooking tumbleweeds and you think about cooking rabbit, and, you know, they had to have something sweet to go along with that.
Yeah.
And they used a lot of energy to live.
Yes.
That we don't use. You know, they were working from dusk till dawn, and it was hot. They had no air conditioning. So they were using a tremendous amount of calories just to exist.
Right.
And they needed that sugar. They needed that fat. And they needed that bacon grease.
Right.
You know, and I think it's interesting that today, like you said, everybody's afraid of it. But today, if you really watch the good cooks, they go back to that sugar and that bacon grease and that those flavorings.
Yeah.
And, because well, that tastes good.
That's how I've stayed so skinny.
Yeah. Yes.
Is because I don't believe in that GMO crap. I'm eating whatever's in front of me.
Exactly.
I'm just kidding.
Exactly. And
if my wife, if she's listening, she's going to be. I'll get that text here in a minute. Yeah.
Another one that I found that I thought was real interesting was hot water pie. Now, that's when you have nothing to cook with, but it sounds good. It was sugar and hot water. In a crust, made kind of a custard, and hot water pie is what they called it.
Jimmy Rhodes, you need some of that. Looking at you here lately.
Another thing I found this morning I thought was real interesting was onions and peanut butter. They would bake an onion and stuff it with peanut butter.
That sounds actually pretty good.
And they said it was really quite tasty.
Because those are two of my favorite foods right there. Onions and peanut butter.
Onions and peanut butter.
Bake it.
Yeah. Huh. They bake the onions.
So are you going to have this recipe book and all this stuff over there?
Yeah, we're going to have the recipes there.
Over there.
And another thing I thought was interesting was the rabbits, because there was so many and that's what they survived. They called them Hoover pigs because... He was the president that put them into the Depression, and so they called the rabbits Hoover pigs. That's what they ate.
So these rabbits I'm taking were jackrabbits.
Yeah, yes.
They wouldn't have been cocktails
No. They were the hardy jackrabbits that could survive in the dry.
And a lot of people, you know, we're spoiled today. Yeah. Everybody's spoiled today, you know, fast food. I think fast food's probably one of the more things that's everybody has issues with, because my grandma, she was born she died when she was 103 in 1982. So would that make her 79? Born in 78, somewhere in there, 1878. Anyway, she lived 103, and she dipped snuff. She had powder snuff she put in there, and she raised 13 kids.
Yes.
And they came through on the land rush at, back whatever year that was. And she lived to 103.
Yeah.
So what's that tell you?
Yeah. Strong fortitude and, like I said, good food.
Yeah,
good food. And
her gravy was good and thick, and she used bacon grease.
Yes, they worked hard, at it. So it's – and another thing I found that's interesting was Kraft mac and cheese was created in the Depression because you could feed a family of four for 19 cents with a box of Kraft mac and cheese.
Everybody's favorite.
Aside from the food, another thing I discovered was the game Monopoly game was patented during the Depression, and that was a family game that was played for family time, was Monopoly.
So did it give you any definitions on why it was one of the favorite games in the because there was money there, but you didn't have any?
I think so, and it was a cheap game, and it was patented, and the people could, like you say, they could play with that money and dream,
Go to jail.
Yes, exactly.
And get out of jail. So a quick rundown on the times real quick, especially for the parade and the Plum Fest.
Yes. Friday, we start at 5:30 and we'll go to 9. Saturday, we start at 10 and we'll go to 3. And then Plum Jam starts, the gate opens at 5 and music starts at 7.
Okay. And really, the only activity going on is going to be at the park the Plum Fest.
Is the Plum Fest.
Everything else is going to be in Sayre downtown. And Sayre's beautiful. They redid the sidewalks. I don't remember back before COVID or something during those construction, because everybody's getting ready for the big Route 66 celebration. Yes. Are you guys got big plans for that year?
Yeah, we're working on it. We really are.
Cool.
And Also, out at the park, there will be free swimming and free miniature golf.
Oh, cool.
But they have to have a bracelet. They have to have an entrance bracelet for that. And then I want to mention on Sunday, of course, we have our Sunday singing and ground.
Under the pavilion?
Yes, under the pavilion, and it'll start at 7. We'll be out there at 6, and the singing will start at 7.
Okay.
We have several groups that are going to, good old gospel music, and there'll be a food truck out there, or you can bring your own food to eat for dinner on the ground.
My wife was listening.
Yeah. You know, you know, that was one of their main entertainments, was to get together on Sunday and have good preaching, and then have dinner and have
every Sunday,
and that's the way they got together, and that was their social life, and then one of the rabbit hunt stories is the men still had their suits on from going to church, and they all gathered after they'd been to church and went rabbit hunting, and drove the rabbits into a fence, and did that on a Sunday afternoon.
And then came back and had some rabbit soup.
Came back and had made rabbit stew.
Well, Nelda, thank you so much for coming on, and see you this weekend.
Yes.
It's gonna be fun. And so, if anybody's got any questions, you guys got all this posted on your social media, right?
On the Facebook.
Or call Guy Hilton. Why he'll kill me for that. But anyway, I'm sure any member. You, Sherry Dameron, Kay. I'm sorry, my brain's foggy during this. But anyway, thank you so much for coming.
Let me mention one more thing, if I can.
You can.
Had a Farm Bureau Foundation meeting yesterday.
Okay.
And we were so fortunate to have donations come in from several states in the state. We have over $120,000 to distribute to the fire departments that helped fight that big fire. We've sent out $10,000 in gas cards, and then the rest of the money will be divided among the fire departments that were involved. And I think we had a list of like 49 different fire departments that we're going to be able to give money to.
They'll be smiling.
So
yeah, because our fire departments are pretty close to my heart.
Yes.
And should be to a lot of people's heart. And anyway, that's so awesome.
Yes.
And it, was that, let's see, that's the same deal that during the fire or when we were hauling hay and stuff, that was the gas cards, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's good because today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Day.
That's what I know, so I'm going to be sure to mention it.
So, you know, people, they support the fire departments. We need to support them.
Yes.
And it doesn't cost much to be a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau.
No, it doesn't. And they do through our foundation. And when you join on your membership, if you will donate, I think it's $3 maybe to our foundation.
Right.
And our foundation works for, we're trying to educate people about the farmers and the farming and good food and work toward that. And have our porks for packs where the kids donate the pigs and we make the pork sticks to go in backpacks for kiddos. And we've had a tremendous success with that. And just have several programs where we just educate people on farming and you know, how important we are.
Keeping history with us.
Yes.
Yeah, just like you guys are doing with the Dust Bowl festival over Sayre. There's a lot of people. Because I don't know, I hope I don't speak, which I always do, speak when I shouldn't. But anyway, do they even teach a lot about the Dust Bowl days in school anymore?
Not a whole lot, no.
Yeah.
And you think about it, it's almost 100 years.
Yeah.
You know, since it happened.
It seemed like we studied it almost every year.
Yeah. You know, and it was one of the events that had a great, huge impact on this whole country.
Yeah. People were doing stuff that, like the food.
Yes.
And my dad was talking about being on one of those crews building these, bridges when they were trying to get people a job building these bridges and stuff like that. Yeah. And he was a preacher and a farmer, not a bridge guy, but he had to do what he had to do.
That's right. They had to get miraculous money. And one of the things that we're going to do, too, is I have old-fashioned penny candy. and the kids are going to have to do a chores to get their penny candy. So
that's awesome. Well, Nelda, we got to go to break. So right. Thank you very much for stopping by.
Thank you very much.
All right. That was Nelda Tucker, and the Dust Bowl festivities are going to begin this Friday and end up with the Wild Plum Music Festival Saturday night with Tyler Wilhelm, Caroline Grace, and the Great Divide. Oh, man, it's going to be a fun weekend in Beckham County this weekend. We're going to take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. Be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, farmers and ranchers, it's time to make your life easier with an easy haul hay trailer from Everett's Welding in Visalia, Oklahoma. These trailers are designed to haul multiple hay bales as quickly and efficiently as possible, keeping more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time and make your life easier. What a deal! See all they have to offer at EverettWelding.com. Be sure and check out their ads in the Penny News.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
I was impressed that he came to my barn. That is what I like, is service. Service says a lot. I have not even been to his office. My time is very valuable to me. I'm very busy. It's a 35-minute drive from my house to Mangum. I don't want to drive down there every time I need something. That's going to kill at least 2 hours of my day, and I don't have that kind of time to spare. So when I get in business with somebody like this that gives me that kind of service, I respect the job that they're doing, and I appreciate the service that they're providing to me. I'm ecstatic. I'm very glad. It worked out like it was supposed to. You know, I don't think I could have picked a better insurance agent. My name is Bandy Silk. My family and I farm and ranch in the Delhi community. I'm a fifth-generation farmer and rancher. I'm glad I've contacted Mickey Lively for my insurance needs.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
If you've been looking for a good dealer you can trust when it comes to buying a new car, truck, or SUV, well, the Lipscomb dealerships have arrived in Elk City and Sayre, and we'd like to invite you out to help us celebrate with good people and great deals on new Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, GMC, Ford, and pre-owned vehicles backed by a family that's been in the car business for almost half a century and always puts you, the customer, first. Lipscomb. Good people. Great deals in Elk City, Sayre, and at LipscombDealerships.com.
Without it, you can't sleep. You've got to have it. Using a CPAP machine isn't fun, but it helps your mind and body get the rest you have to function. Western Medical Equipment has the new AirSense 11 by ResMed. It's top of the line. They also carry over 60 kinds of masks and have all the other supplies. And they're great about working with doctors to make sure you get exactly what you need for a good night's sleep. Western Medical Equipment in Clinton. They're all over the internet, so Google them. They'll keep the air flowing so you can sleep tonight.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back here. Man, I think we're going to probably lean towards getting old Cotton King on the show. Man, I'm hearing from on Messenger. My phone's blowing up. The text line's blowing up. Wow. Anyway, people who won the tickets, I will have them up front right after my show today, so keep your pants on. I'll have them tickets up front and with your name on them. And enjoy Diamond Rio. They're a pretty cool bunch. Here is your Hobart Farm and Garden Ag weather update. 89 degrees at Hollis America. 90 is what it feels like. 64 is the dew point. Humidity's 45%, and the winds are out of the east southeast at 9 miles an hour with wind gusts up to 15. 3-day average 4-inch bearish soil temperature, 88 degrees. 1-day average 10-inch fractional water, 0.2. Nope, not very good. Sunset, 8:51. Thursday, 94 degrees. Tonight, 60s. Today is Thursday. Mostly sunny today, 94 degrees. East to northeast winds, 8 to 10. Tonight, partly cloudy, 67. Tomorrow, 94 and partly sunny with east to southeast winds, 3 to 8 miles an hour. Well, I just want to keep throwing this in your eardrums here because I think this is going to be awesome. I hope I pull off getting to go up there to do this. But anyway, there's an article in the Enid paper that talked about the sustainable agriculture focus of conference coming up. Colin Siss, I hope I'm saying it, or Siss, let me re-brack that up. Colin Siss, an Australian farmer, rancher, author, who invented pasture cropping in 1995, will speak at the second annual Crossroads Conference on July 30th at the Audrey Technology Center. And we'll talk about that more probably tomorrow. Probably going to see them up there at the OCA deal. Anyway, I ran out of time already. Man, time flies when you're having fun. You guys have a great day. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, brought to you by First National Bank and Trust, Sayre, in Elk City, Oklahoma. God bless.